Well, a special guest joining me today here on the Bottom Line Show. You may have been hearing us talk about an organization called U-Turn for Christ. It's the letter U and then turnforchrist.com is the website. A great organization that works to help deliver people from addictions of all different kinds. And joining me by telephone today is Pastor Jerry Brown, who's the founding pastor of U-Turn for Christ. Jerry, welcome to the Bottom Line Show today.
What a blessing to be with you. We're excited to be able to have this time.
Well, Jerry, you and I were discussing as before we came on the air here, of course. I know a lot of Bottom Line listeners have this story in their family. I've shared with you, you know, very personally about my story in terms of not me personally, but how alcoholism has impacted my family, not only with my ex-wife, but also with grandparents and extended relatives, too. Whenever I see freedom from addiction, my heart says, I want that. But my mind says, how do you do that? Can you give our listeners just an overview of what U-Turn for Christ Ministries is all about in that regard?
Sure. Well, let's just begin by saying that it's all about Jesus, and that is the answer. He is the one that allows for freedom to come. He said, whoever the Son sets free shall be free indeed. Amen. In the Gospel of John. And we just believe that wholeheartedly. We really believe at the ministry of U-Turn for Christ that you get to be an addict by being the most selfish person in the world. You're only concerned about yourself and your continuation in the addiction, and not caring about anyone else, not caring about husband or wife or family members or children. And so we're going to help men and women to be able to come away from that selfishness. And we do that strictly by using the Word of God. We believe that it is the Word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit that brings change to men and women's lives. And so we're going to wake them up in the morning at 5:30 in the morning and get them around a campfire with their Bible in their hand. We're going to go through the proverb of the day. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs, and so each day of the month we have a proverb that will line up with that day. And we go around the circle and allow for all of them to be able to read a verse, and then each of them to come back to a verse in that chapter that ministered to them the most. And they say how it ministered to them, and then how they're going to apply it into their life. And so we're helping them to not only read the Word or hear the Word, but then apply the Word in their life. And so throughout the day, they get to be challenged with that passage of Scripture to help them. And then we go from there to breakfast. From breakfast, we have work details. This is a huge part of the helping them to think of others and be others-centered rather than themselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're not paid for those services, but we go to churches and help take care of maintenance on facilities. We have a couple elderly homes that we take care of the elderly in and help them. We work at a ministry that's called Western Union Ministry, or Eagle, Foundation, and they help pass all kinds of food out to the different soup kitchens around the county.
Yeah.
And so,
great.
You know, we're having the guys learning skills. They're learning how to drive forklifts. They're learning how to be clerks. They're learning how to be stockers on shelves. And at the same time, they're giving their life away rather than continuing to only think of themselves and how they can get high and escape from reality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's a huge part of the ministry. They come back. Very quickly, I'll give you the rundown for the day. They have a free time for about an hour and a half at 4:30 until 6 o'clock. They have dinner, and after dinner, we have a Bible study every night by a guest pastor, or for the women, a guest pastor's wife, or an elder that is going to speak into their life. And after that study, we make sure that they have a half-hour period of answering questions and time of prayer. And from there, they go back to their rooms. They have an hour of free time, and then it's in their bunks with their Bible for a half hour before lights are out.
Hmm. What a great program, very comprehensive. And that's Pastor Jerry Brown with me today here on The Bottom Line, talking about the U-Turn for Christ program. U, the letter U, turnforchrist.com is the website, 951-943-7097. If you'd like more information, especially with regard to people who might need the services that you offer. Now, this sounds like a great program, obviously, for the individuals, but I know from personal experience, if someone's dealing with an addiction of any kind, it impacts more than just that person. It impacts the family, too. Pastor Jerry, talk about what kind of support you're bringing the family alongside with. I mean, they know that their loved one is in being prayed for, being cared for, really being brought up in the Word and just being bathed in scriptural leadership. What is the role of the family as they kind of walk alongside this person? Because there's a good possibility, you and I both know it, that someone in that family system was enabling the bad behavior in the first place. And so it's got to be kind of a shock to their system, too, I would imagine.
Well, it is. And, you know, Roger, it's important for us to be able to include the family. And so we have services every Friday night and, of course, on Sunday. And then after Sunday services, we have visitation. And we encourage all of the families to be able to come and to be able to allow us to do counseling with them, with the individual, that their loved one that is here on the property. And so we have a lot of time with them, being able to just encourage them and to be able to really confront them about the enabling process. Because as long as they're being enabled, there's no reason. Let me have my cake and eat it too. There's no reason for change. And so we have to have family members understand and recognize the trap of being one that is enabling their loved one to continue in their addiction.
Let's talk about the discipleship part for just a moment, because you mentioned this, and I realized that, you know, someone who's going from a position of addiction, ultimately you want a restoration. And what you shared about that kind of narcissistic, myopic, it's all about me getting high or me getting whatever buzz I'm looking for, whether it's, you know, pornography or whatever the deal is. There's that discipleship that goes along with it here at U-Turn for Christ. But then the servanthood part, at some point the program does come to an end, I would imagine. I mean, talk about the length of time we're talking about. Obviously, it's not a quick fix, but it's also not the kind of place where you just go live there and you're there for the rest of your days. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So we have what we call first phase, which is 60 days. It's very intense, and it's very much oversought by those that have been through the ministry and with us for years now, that are the ones that are giving counsel and giving oversight and discipling the men that are coming into the ministry or the women that are coming into the ministry. And then after that 60-day period, we move them to a second phase, which is a set of homes that we have in the area, and there we're helping them to be able to really reacclimate into mainstream society and become an attribute instead of a detriment by helping them to, and this is very important, be ready for the workforce, to be able to get them with mock interviews and help them with being able to fill out applications and helping them then, after getting a job, to understand what it means to budget and to be able to get a checking account and making sure that they're taking care of their responsibilities rather than just taking their money and spending it on foolish things. And, of course, one of those being drugs and alcohol and all the perversion that goes with it. But to be able to do that, Roger, what we've really found is we've got to get to the heart, and we've got to be able to sit down with the individuals and help them to understand that they really are sinning against God. They sometimes feel guilt and shame of what they've done to family and different members of their loved ones. But we've got to get to the point where they recognize that they're really sinning against the Lord and that He's called them to be sober. And so we just take them to Scripture. 1 Peter 5:8 is one of our favorite scriptures. The Lord just using Peter to say, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And when we help them to understand that passage, they can realize, they recognize, Satan's definitely had his way in devouring their life. And so they're able to say, you know what, man, I'm not sinning against mom and dad. I'm not sinning against wife. Or I'm not sinning against husband or brothers and sisters. I'm sinning against the Lord, and I need to get my life right with him.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Jerry Brown is my guest today here on The Bottom Line. He's the founding pastor of U-Turn for Christ, and you've been hearing a lot about U-Turn for Christ here on The Bottom Line show over the past several weeks. We're so grateful to have this partnership with them and encourage you, if you have someone in your family that you know needs the help and you are willing to make this that first step to help them make a U-turn for Christ and away from their addiction, you go to uturnforchrist.com. That's the letter U, turnforchrist.com. Or you call 951-943-7097. That's 951-943-7097. Pastor Jerry Brown, what's the radius here? I mean, in terms of where your facilities are, we're not going to, you know, give away anything that's confidential. But obviously, there are people who are listening to this broadcast here, literally from the five counties here in Southern California, all over a very, very wide area. Wide range. Talk about the practical side in terms of getting somebody, you know, checked in, registered, you know, needing that kind of on-site treatment.
Well, we're excited about being right here in Southern California. We're in the Paris Valley. We chose to be here because we're away from the big city and a little bit more rural, where we could be able to help men and women to get away from the busyness and the craziness of their life and addiction, and to be able to get to a more solitude place. It's very easy to get to. I love that your range is reaching all of those five counties, and those five counties you're talking about have recognized us very much so with the court system, even in allowing for people that have had court issues to come as an alternative sentencing facility, to be able to come to the facility here and to work out their court issues as well. And so we've been blessed to be right here in Southern California for over 25 years now, and continue to reach out to all those counties and making sure that we're available to their loved ones.
Well, you heard what Pastor Jerry Brown said. This is a comprehensive redemption and restoration program that's all biblically based. UTurnForChrist.com is the website, the letter U, and then the words turnforchrist.com. Or you can call directly 951-943-7097. That's 951-943-7097. Pastor Jerry Brown, great to get to meet you. I so appreciate the work that you are doing with U-Turn for Christ Ministries, and we are grateful to have you partnering with us here on The Bottom Line Show. Thanks so much for your time with me today here on The Bottom Line.
Well, thank you, and we pray that we can help your loved ones to be able to come and know the freedom and the abundant life that Christ died for them to experience.